Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before we let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we want to give a shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are Irish Tax Rebates, the tax agent that you can trust. Irish owned, with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. Now, if you've paid tax in the last 4 years, chances are there could be a tax rebate due to you for something you may not even realise. So here's how it works. You go onto their website, irishtaxrebates.ie. You fill out their simple application form and just wait. It'll take, on average, about 10 days. And if you have a rebate due to you, because on average, the rebates that they process, on average, €1,092 is what is due to people, which, it has to be said, Jeremy, is not to be sneezed not at. €1,092.
Well, sniffed at is the expression that we'd use. Not sneezed at. No, not to be sniffed at. Not to be sniffed at, Adrian. Not to be sniffed.
No, well, I'm going with not to be sneezed
at. Well, you can, but you're wrong. Yes, there could be over €1,000 waiting for you. Like, it's... I can't make this more simple for you. Just go to irishtaxrebates.com.
.ie, actually.
.ie, yeah, that one. And fill out the form, and you will literally hear back from them within a couple of weeks, and they could be giving you a nice check before Christmas for over €1,000.
And a lot of our listeners have been in touch with us about the process of applying for a tax rebate with Irish Tax Rebates.
Hi, Adrian and Jeremy. I listen to your podcast every single day, and I heard you're their sponsors, Irish Tax Rebate, so I decided to give it a go because I haven't claimed tax back, and I applied 10 days ago, and this morning I got my refund of €2,100, which was a big surprise. He says, Happy Christmas to me.
And if you would like to find out if you're eligible for a tax rebate, log on to irishtaxrebates.ie, fill out their simple application form, and bear in mind that they charge just 10% plus VAT. So if you manage to reclaim €1,000, they will only charge you 100 plus 23% VAT, €123. Other companies charge 30, 40%, ripping people off. irishtaxrebates.ie. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Can you talk about something I saw the other night, says this message, and it made me absolutely sick. Two women fighting in my local pub. They were tearing strips off each other because apparently one of them, who was a tramp around Kilnamanna, had been trying to get with the other one's boyfriend. They were pulling the hair out of each other like vicious animals. And I just thought they were dragged up. It's one thing lads fighting, but not girls. They were clearly dragged up. You should talk about this. My girlfriend is a lady and wouldn't lift a hand to no one. Never mind reefing hair in a pub. So that's the message. Thank you, Andy. What do you make of this? Women fighting.
I'm going to sound a bit sexist by saying this, but...
Come on, yeah.
No, but I am going to be sexist by saying this. I don't like anybody fighting for a start, yeah. I don't like anybody fighting. But I think it's worse to see women doing it than men. Men are supposed to be a bit burly and stuff like that. Men are scumbags all the time and they're alpha males and all that. But to see a woman, and I've been DJing 30 years, so I've seen it all. To see two women fighting is absolutely so disgusting.
It's not disgusting to see any two people fighting.
No, it is, but it's less disgusting to see men. You don't get a shock when you see, like I remember work. I can name the place now because it's no longer there. Q-Bar. I remember working in Q-Bar one night and two girls down on the floor with each other with their stiletto heels, banging their stiletto heels into each other's face. Like, that's... I was going to use a word for them, but I won't use that word. But it's classless and it's scummy. It's from certain parts of Dublin, you would get that. Rave the hair out of her. Yeah, rave her. It's classless.
It's classless. Is it not the same thing? You see, this is the bit that gets me. Andy really wanted to highlight the fact that it was two women fighting.
And by the way, a lot of people know who this, because it was, we gave away where it was in Kilnamana. A lot of people have been messaging on Facebook saying they know who this particular girl is and that she's always at it.
Anyway, the point is there any difference between two women fighting and two men fighting? And if so, what's the difference? I don't see there being a difference.
We hold women in a higher regard and they're supposed
sexist.
No, it's not sexist.
It absolutely is.
They're supposed to have, you know...
That's like Donald Trump saying last week, I'm going to take care of women whether they like it or not.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
It's the exact same thing.
No, it's not. I'm just saying it's disgusting to see, and I think it's a certain type of woman that will do that.
A certain type of woman will get into a fight.
Yeah, dragged up.
So, ladies, if you've ever been in a fight, Jeremy doesn't think you're a lady.
And I don't care what the reason for the fight was, just walk away. My wife is a lady, and she is never, in all the years of knowing her, and there's been times where she could have been because people have annoyed her on nights out and stuff like that, but she has never, ever been involved in a fight. She'd never raise her hand. And to see two girls, and I can picture what you saw, Andy, in fact... We were going to post this on Facebook, but we were afraid it'd get taken down.
Mm-hmm.
Andy did record the video. We might play the audio for it in a few minutes. But look at that.
Yeah, it's a fight.
Just explain to people what we're looking at.
It's a fight. Here. It's two women fighting.
It's a pub. I don't know what pub this is, but there's two women. The pub is packed and they're rolling around on the ground and it is vicious. Look at her pulling her.
But it's every fight is vicious by its very nature. Yeah? Two dogs fighting is vicious. No, two men fighting is vicious.
No, just to see
two women fighting is the exact same thing. I don't know how you're differentiating between women fighting and men fighting. It is extremely sexist.
I would love to put that video up because honestly, guys, it is more vicious than any man fighting. Women are supposed to be ladies. That's all I'm saying.
God, and if that isn't sexist, I don't know what is.
But does anybody agree with me? Am I on my own today?
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Let me bring in Chris on this, who's been in touch with us.
Hey guys, Chris here from Brisbane. I used to work in New Zealand in a nightclub, and girls are vicious, man. Holy. Different with guys, they used to just punch on and knock each other out. That was the end of it. With girls, it's a different ballgame. I've seen a girl launch herself at another girl and rip her nose ring out, and then it was all on for young and old, punches thrown everywhere, blood and feathers everywhere. Anyway, I'll listen to the show in the morning. All the best. Cheers, guys.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How you doing, Adrian? How you doing, Jeremy? How are you?
Good, thanks, John. I hate seeing anybody fighting, whether it's two men, two women, a man and a woman. I don't like to see anybody fighting. So what's wrong? Yeah. What's the difference if it's two women? Because according to Andy, there is a difference.
Of course there's a difference. And it's horrible to see anybody, as you say, fighting. But I've seen women fighting, and Jesus Christ, they're animals when they go at it. You know, it's kind of a low, you know. Like, women aren't supposed to act like that. It's supposed to be, as Jeremy said, a man thing, you know. And I know you did say, oh, that's real sexist what you just said there, but it's women, you know, as Jeremy said, you could walk away, but I've seen them. And it's a type of woman that does this, you know, they're into it. They're into fighting and arguing and, you know, wrecking the place. You know, I've seen it so many times, it's disgraceful, you know. And I've seen it there, it was a good
Sorry, John, it's disgraceful when anybody gets involved in a scrap.
Absolutely, I agree with you.
And this was in a bar, and it was two women reefing the head off each other. That's disgraceful. But if it had been two guys, it's disgraceful as well.
Absolutely, I agree with you. But it's worse than it's two women.
Why?
It's
just, why? That's what I'm really trying to find out.
We're used to seeing men fight. You know, we are. And we're not used to seeing women fighting because it doesn't happen all the time. And when it does happen, we're like, Jesus, have a bit of respect for yourself. That's it. It's as simple as that. We were out in a well-known pub there. It was about 4 or 5 months back, just during the summer there. And we were having a great time. And there was a party on over on the left-hand side. Whatever happened at that party happened. But boy, Jesus, the whole lot of them, all the women just started reefing out of each other and absolutely tearing hair out of each other's heads. And I mean, vicious shit, vicious, vicious animal shit. And I'm like, it's time to go, you know, and we all just hooked and left, you know, and it was a fucking disaster.
Okay,
you know?
one of our listeners just messaged to say, why are women being held to a higher standard than men? And that's the question. Why are they?
That's a good thing. Why is that a woman moaning about that?
Why? I don't know if it's a woman. Why are women being held to a higher standard than men?
Okay, well, if this is a woman saying that, cop onto yourself. You should be actually delighted that we're holding you to a higher regard. What? That's an idiotic comment to
make. Not a higher regard, a higher standard.
It is a higher standard, and they should have a higher standard not to be rolling around on a fucking pub ground. You know, when they have kids at home or they have a family at home, it's absolutely disgraceful looking. It is. It's fucking they're degrading themselves, and it's just fucking horrible looking to see women going out.
The story goes, according to Andy, now I don't know how he knows all this information, but apparently he does. Apparently, one of them, who is a tramp around Kilnamana, had been trying to get with the other one's boyfriend. So there was a reason that this scrap started. They were pulling the hair out of each other like vicious animals. They were clearly dragged up. But I would say the same thing about anybody getting involved in a scrap like that.
We've seen many people getting into scraps, and we don't know what the reason for being it is. But I just say this, Adrian, it's just worse to see women just tearing lumps out of each other on a pub floor. I've seen it with my own two eyes, and I'm like, have a bit of fucking respect. I can get it with the guys. You see, again, we're used to seeing guys having a digging match. It's always been the way in Ireland. But when women go, what it's just more, it's just heavier, it's more disgusting. I think, you know, it's just something that we're not used to it, Aidan. We're not used to it. I don't see many. That was the last fight I've seen with women killing each other. I really did. I haven't seen it. And I don't think I've seen it up until that there. It was a good few years ago I seen it, you know. But I see men fighting all the time, you know. You'd see it anywhere, you know. But women, no. And when you see it, then you're like, you're cooking animals, you know. And it is, you know, it's animalistic what you know, when they're killing each other.
John, I'm starting to sound like a broken record now. It's animalistic when you see anybody knocking the shit out of each other.
It's different for women, Adrian. It's different for women. They should have a higher respect and a higher moral, of course. Should, you know, and I agree with what that other car. There's nothing wrong with that, and they should hold that. You know, they should have to hold that. You know, they're just, they shouldn't be bringing themselves down that low. You know, as Jeremy said there, his wife would just walk away. You know, she wouldn't be getting entangled with somebody and start pulling fucking hair out of each other's heads. You know,
okay, stay there for one second. Even if it's in self defense, John, you think a woman should walk away because
look, it's self-defense. It's a different story if somebody's coming for you, you know, and you're going to have to take them out, you know. And my partner, unfortunately, had to do that a couple of years ago. And we were on a night out there in Brussels, and there was fucking, we were walking through town trying to get a taxi. And some gang of tramps just started out of nowhere. And one of them started on the missus, and she fucking dropped onto the ground, you know. And that's just the way, that's different. She didn't go looking for a row, Asian.
But hang on, John, if I saw that, I don't know the background to what happened. I would probably think the exact same way as you. Women fighting.
No, that's self-defense. That's a woman protecting herself. In the same way that if some scumbag man tries to force himself on a woman, she should let him rip at him and dig him in the balls or whatever the case.
I understand. Okay. Yes, of course.
This is not what this is about.
Okay, so women are a different creature. They are held to a higher standard and they shouldn't be fighting.
Well, look at that.
Absolutely.
I'm literally hearing male chauvinism here.
Sorry, can I just stop the show for a second? Just pull John down there for a second, Jess.
What?
Amanda's just in my ear saying that there's people naming the girl involved in this fight from Kilnamana, who's fairly well known. I don't know how he can be well known in a whole estate. But there are people on our page naming this, and look, you can see it coming in there, and Amanda's having to block these people. So if you know either of the girls that were involved in this fight, will you please not name them on our page and get us into trouble? We're trying to do a show here, okay? And whoop-de-doo, you know who it is. It doesn't matter what this girl's name is. Now, there's another message here saying that she's involved in a fight every third weekend and that it's cocaine related. I don't know. That's not my business. But please stop naming the girl. Doesn't matter who it is. There's two girls involved here. But this fight, apparently from the message that we're getting, because it was, the video has been shared on TikTok. Now, that's not where we saw it. But the video is being shared on TikTok of these two girls fighting in Kilnamana last week. And they're named in it. And apparently it was over one of them chatting up the other one's boyfriend. So literally, girls fighting. And you're right, John. Pathetic. Girls fighting over a fella. Over a little scaldy fella.
Is that not what all fights involving women are usually about? You looked at my fella.
Ridiculous.
085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Jess.
Hiya.
Jess, what I'm hearing here so far is women are different and they're held to a higher standard and they shouldn't be fighting, basically.
Yeah, no, all I can say is your patriarchy is showing. Why is it different? What's wrong with two girls having a scrap? Why is it different?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I'm arguing with people who say it does make a difference, including male chauvinists like Jeremy and John here.
No, we're actually the opposite of male chauvinists.
You're the opposite?
Yeah, the opposite of male, because what we're saying is that women are classier than men and don't lie.
No, you're trying to talk down, but like, you need to have more respect. You need to be on a higher moral compass, all this kind of crap. Why is it different just because we're a different gender? Why does it make a difference?
Because have you ever heard the expression just ladylike? You're supposed to be ladylike. You're supposed to...
Yeah, but what about being a gentleman? A gentleman doesn't go around fighting, but you're acting as if men are just looking for fights every night. Well, and you're the gorilla pumping your chest.
Well, no, I've never been involved in a fight, but I'm saying we expect more...
But that's the attitude that's coming across. That's the attitude that's coming across. Oh, we're men. We need to look for fights.
No, we expect better behaviour from a woman.
Well, I could say the same thing about men. So, what's your point?
Okay, have you ever been in a fight? Have you ever thrown a punch?
I've been in one or two scraps, yeah.
Oh, there we go.
There we go what?
Well, I'm just saying.
So tell Jess what you think of her. Well, she's been in a scrap. You have a low opinion of her. Come on, Jeremy.
You have a low opinion. I'm lower than muck. I'm a certain kind of woman.
No, I didn't say any of that.
You said, there you go.
No. You know me. I won't hold back.
Well, go on. Don't hold back then.
Okay, first of all, give me the first fight that you were ever in. Did you throw a punch to the other girl?
No, I got a slap first.
Okay, so you gave her a good wallop. What was the reason for that fight?
Well, I don't remember. It was years ago, but I probably said something where something was said and then it ended up... fighting.
So, like two alley cats. It wasn't because it was self-defense. You tried to attack your hands and like that. You just wanted to slap the head off each other. That is not ladylike. I'm sorry, Jess.
What is ladylike?
Verbal, and she made it physical. So what's the difference?
Well, there you are, John. Here's a lady who got into a fight and she makes no apologies for it. Just because she's a woman doesn't mean she can't fight.
I never said she couldn't fight, you know. Well, she got, real proud of it, like, you know, I'll slap this, I'll slap, you know. It's Jesus Christ, have a bit of respect for yourself, will you, Jess, you know?
So if someone decides to, like, say shit to me or hit me or something,
I'm
like,
not saying that, you know, but have a bit of respect, you know, have a bit of respect.
Fight, and I'm able to go and get in one.
Have a bit of decorum, like, you know, like, honestly, like, you know, the fact that
if someone's going to stare on me, I'm not going to just go in the corner. I'm going to give you a chance.
I'm not saying that. But just tell them to fuck off and walk off.
Tell them to fuck off and walk off
if you have the choice. If you have the choice. As you say, I'm talking about, you know, you don't have to do this, you know. You should have a higher moral for yourself and a higher standard for yourself.
If someone's coming up to me getting in my face, I'm going to fucking death them out of it.
It sounds like to me, Jess, that you're into this kind of shit, to be honest with you. And if that's your gig, that's your gig, Jess. Fair play to you.
John, if someone's getting right up in your face, what am I expecting to do? Just take it. No, I'm going to fucking piss slap them out of the face.
Oh, you understand. But the fact of the matter is, like, you know, it's not a girly.
It's not a girl thing to do. See, there's the patriarchy again coming into it. Why is it different?
It's patriarchy. We call it what you like, you know. I have daughters myself, and I have my sisters, and you know, I've never heard my sisters to get into a row or a fucking tearing match.
Would you want them to be tearing each other like alley cats up and down a laneway or on a road?
I've never heard of them. I've never seen it, and I never want to see it because they have more respect for the fucking selves. They have more respect for themselves. That's where it is, Jess. And something that you don't fucking that's the case. Yeah, something that you lack of, Jess. Something that you lack of, you know.
Do you have any sons?
I do, yes.
So is it any different if he gets in a fucking scrap? Are you going to get
him? He doesn't be going around fighting either, Jess. He doesn't be going around fighting either.
John, I want to read John, I want to read a message. You're saying women shouldn't fight, they should walk away, they shouldn't get involved. Let me read a message that just came in from a lady who sent us a photograph of the injuries that she sustained. I'm not going to name her because, and in fact I'll read the exact line, she says, "Please don't read my name because I'm still scared of these people." But let me read the rest of the message, John, and see whether or not you think this woman shouldn't have gotten involved. She says, "I got started on by a girl coked out of her face. I had to protect myself and it turned into a big fight. In the end, her male 60-year-old cousin came along and knocked me out and left me in hospital. Still to this day, I get people saying, 'Were you the one that was in the fight in the certain pub?' It's embarrassing and shocking. No woman should fight and no man should get involved if they do." So basically, this lady who was defending herself, has been branded as some sort of an animal for defending herself and being in a fight. People say to her, "Are you your one who was in that fight?" Now, that's because of people like you, John, saying women shouldn't fight.
Hold on, it's not because of me. I don't know that certain case or what happened in that case.
It's because of that attitude. The attitude that I'm hearing from you.
No. You see, I'm
meant to be quiet and just sit in the corner. That's the attitude.
I never said that, guys. I never said that. I was the first one to mention that. If you have self-defense, you have to back yourself up if it's self-defense. There's nothing wrong with that. And there's never anything wrong with that. But the fact around, if you're going around like, look, I'll give you a go or this, that, you're having. I don't know. It's just fucking terrible. That's all I'm saying, guys. It's not rocket science, to have a bit of decorum and a bit of fucking respect for yourself and not going around fighting. That's it. It's as simple as that,
up to your face. You tell them to fuck off and they're not listening. What are you meant to do? Just let them keep going at your face.
Well, no, I get what you're saying, Jess, and you keep going around the roundabouts here, but the story is here.
Well,
if you have a choice to walk away, just walk away. There's the answer. Stop shouting over me. The answer is, if you have a choice to walk away, walk away. It's as simple as that, I don't know what the problem is.
Wrong. I think the minute someone steps into your face, it's your face.
Yeah, I see, this is the thing. I can see this in you that if someone steps into my face, I'm going to punch their fucking head in. Look, I said it to you. You wanted to go and do that? Fucking do it, Jess. There's nobody stopping you. There's nobody stopping you, Jess. There's nobody stopping you. You go and do that, Jess. Fair play to you.
But people like you are painting me as an animal just because I'm saying don't get any fucking face.
You want to go and start hearing heads off each other? Go ahead, Jess. I have no fucking problem with it. There's nothing got to do with me. But the fact of the matter is, I'd rather you not and have a bit of respect.
Okay, but Jess, the argument is, and Vivian makes this point on Facebook just a moment ago, just turn on your heels and walk away.
Brilliant. There we go.
Sometimes you can't just turn around and walk away. There could be a group of them all ganging up on you. What are you meant to do?
Yeah.
Especially when it's girls. Know girls. They're all very catty. They're all team up against someone else. What are you meant to do?
What are you doing in these people's company anyway? Who the fuck are these? Do you know what I mean? That's what I can't get my head around as well. What the fuck are you doing in company with these people if this is the case? I don't have anybody that's going to go up on my face. I don't know anybody that do that to me.
Jessica, you don't know how people
are like with drinking and all.
Yeah, but Jessica, you need
sometimes,
to get...
Sometimes they get aggressive. Sometimes they get argumentative.
Jessica, you need to get...
But drink on them. Why are you fucking drinking with them for them?
Yeah, Jessica, in fairness...
What the fuck is going on here?
Okay,
she does need to get her shit together because it seems like the way you are, Jess, just trouble.
I need to get my shit together.
Well, it seems like trouble finds you. Why don't you just stay out of trouble?
Are you actually there?
Well, you've been in loads of fights. That's all I'm saying. Okay, how come you...
I haven't been in loads.
Okay,
I've been in a small handful. That's not fucking loads.
Okay, how come you've been in fights and my wife, for argument's sake, hasn't been in fights? What's the difference?
Because like I said, things get said, people say some things, and before you know it, the business comes through.
But you want the row, that's what.
Yeah, but your people say...
You want the row.
But you're Jess, people say things on this show. I say things to you that you may not agree with. You're not going to come over and punch me, are you?
Jeremy, I can tell you, the last time I got in a fight, it's because someone was getting into Kira's face, and I said, back away from her, or I will fucking deck you. Was I wrong for doing that? Am I an animal for doing that?
No, I would never call...
I'd hate to get into your face, Jess, to be honest with you. Fucking hell. But here you go.
Okay, so Jess, you're pissed off that people like John and Jeremy believe that because you're a woman, you should not be getting involved in fights.
Sandra, bullshit. It's patriarchy. It's bullshit. If a man can go around going and getting into fights, why can't women?
Okay,
as
it's not ladylike.
Maybe you seem more gently like and not beating your chest like a gorilla.
I know, but it just makes me, and I'm very fond of you, Jess, but it makes me cringe a little bit when I hear the words out of your mouth there a few minutes ago that you said to this girl, "If you don't get out of her face, I'll fucking deck you." That's not ladylike.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Let someone stand right up into my face? No.
No, but it's just walk away from it.
I'm just giving a warning of get out of my face or don't blame me for what happened.
I know, but a lady shouldn't say I'm going to fucking deck you.
And imagine go around decking you. Yeah,
Jeremy, what exactly are you on about? A lady? What even is a lady?
Well, do you know what a lady is?
What is a lady? No, tell me what a lady is.
Well, do you know what a lady is?
No. Oh, I want you to tell me what a lady is.
What is a woman? Is that what you're asking?
Someone like Mrs. Bouquet who sits real quietly and doesn't open her mouth, and if someone starts on her, we'll just take it. That's a lady to you.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Someone... No, I won't say what I was about to say. Someone who can control themselves and there's a bit of class. What's wrong with that?
I just think it's very kind of 19th century. I feel like if a woman is down on another woman, she should have every right to fucking bitch slap her.
All right, stay there for a second if you can, please. What?
An agent, just gloss over that. Bitch slapper.
That's exactly what it is.
What?
She's being honest.
Bitch slapper, though.
Stay there for a moment, please. Let me bring in this WhatsApp voice note from Katie.
I think if anybody goes out of their way to cause physical harm to somebody, whether they're a man or a woman, I think you're a scumbag. I don't think anybody should be physically fucking hurting each other. I think there's other ways to handle things.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Susan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Susan?
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, thanks, Susan. What's your reaction to what you've been hearing here? Some people saying women shouldn't fight, and others, including a woman, saying I've every right to fight.
I can't believe Jess, to be honest with you. Why would she lower herself to fighting? I just don't get that. I honestly don't get it. I think it's horrendous if women fight.
I'm not lowering myself.
I'm not lowering myself to those people who are, whether they're abusive to you or they're in your face or whatever, you only lower yourself if you want to fight with them. And you're worth more than this. Do you know what I mean?
No, I don't think I'm lowering myself to anyone. Like I said, if men were really gentlemen, they wouldn't go around having fights on Saturday night, but they do. They are real gentlemen. Yeah.
Why do you have to put yourself on a par with men? Women are powerful in their own right. They don't need to be compared to men at all, because we're nothing like them, and we certainly
But men like Jeremy and John, classy, all this crap, and then the second that they land their hands on each other, oh, you're classic, you're dirt, you're scum. So what's the difference? But men do it all the time, and they don't get slandered as stuff like that.
But why would you want to...
They just go, boys be boys, men will be men.
Yeah, but why do you want to equate yourself to men who fight? Do you know, I mean, you're better than that.
But why? But hang on, Susan. Why?
If someone's getting in my face, I'm not going to stand there and take her away.
Why are you saying she's better than that? Because she's a woman.
No, I'm saying she's better than that as a person than to fall into that. If somebody's in your face and they're giving you all the crap and whatever, walk away. Do all of them. Leave them looking like an idiot there rather than
I was told from a young age, don't let anyone walk all over you, don't let anyone treat you like shit.
No, you don't have to let anybody walk all over you or treat you like shit, but you certainly don't have to know yourself to their level where they think the way of dealing with something is getting in your face, calling your names, pointing fingers in your face, all that. The thing to do is just walk away because they look like an idiot then.
Yeah, well, like I said, what do you do if someone's right in your face, they're pointing at you, they're shoving you? What do you do? Are you just meant to take it? Because you're a lady.
You just walk away.
And like I said,
I don't understand why you can't just walk away. I don't understand the necessity just to have to go with them. I don't get that at all.
Because I'm saying if someone is able enough to give you abuse, if they're able to just punch you, they're damn well able to take a punch.
Well, I don't...
damn well able to know the lesson of don't get in my face.
Yeah, look... Jess, each to their own. I just happen to think that anybody who falls into that trap is their own worst enemy.
Okay, but let me ask you, Susan, as a woman, is there a difference if women get involved in a fight?
I have to say, it does look awful because it isn't. It isn't something that women do. Let's be honest.
No, it is. It's something Jess does.
Well, I don't know if Jess does it all the time. I mean, maybe she has been sparked once or twice, but I don't think she's that type of person. I know she's very strong.
Okay, but then let me ask you, are you more shocked if you see two women fighting than two men fighting?
Oh, God, yes, I would be. Yeah. I don't like to see men fighting either, just by the way, like, but... I do think it's dreadful if women let themselves down and fight like cats in the street. I think it's terrible.
No, well, there you are, Jen. Well, apparently there is a difference.
What's the
difference? There's a big difference.
I think it's more vicious than two lads are going at it.
Well, I haven't seen too much of people fighting, to be honest with you.
One or two punches from a man and they can leave each other bloodied with no teeth. All women do is more or less just strain each other by the hair.
Yep. I mean, there's no need for it. There's no need for men to fight either. But the only thing with men is when the fight is over and done with, that's this. Women just keep it going forever.
I want you to do me a favour. Well, a lot of people have a major issue with this. In just a moment, I'm going to be playing the audio from a video that was sent in to us and get your reaction to it. It is quite vicious now, I have to say. Sorry, Jeremy. Yeah?
We were sent this video earlier on when the topic came in. And it was videoed in a pub in Dublin 24, that's all we can say. It involves, one of the girls is from what's the name of the place? Killinamanna,
yeah.
Which I've no idea where it is. But anyway, this happened in a pub in Dublin 24. Now, one of the girls involved in this is vicious, is absolutely vicious. Like, we'll play the audio for in a sec. We just have to make sure that none of the names are used in it. But this is the fight that Andy witnessed at the weekend, and honestly, Jess, it's horrific to look at. It's disgusting.
Can we play that?
In your view?
No. In everybody's view.
But do me a favor, Jess. Stay there for a second. I'm going to play the audio from that in just a moment. But before that, I want to bring in some more opinions. Jonathan has been on to us.
Yeah, it's a bit manky, isn't it, watching girls doing things like that over a bleeding bloke. Yeah, letting themselves down more than anything else. Very few ladies or women left in the world, I think. You know, there's a lot to be said for values, which people seem to have less of and less of these days. And all being told, yeah, you go, girl. No, it's disgusting. It's disgusting to look at, watching women pull their hair off each other. It really is. I don't agree with it, especially if it's an unbelieving bloke. Cheers, boys.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland. About opinions.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Now, Jess, who's on the phone with us, may not be happy with this message.
Afternoon, Adrian. Adrian, you seem to be struggling with what a lady is, so I'll tell you what a lady is. A lady is your mother, your grandmother, your sister, your ex-wife, your wife, my mother, my sisters. Never seen them getting into fights, getting up into arguments with people on nights out with me or my fathers or their husbands, whatever. That's a lady. The trash we're breeding nowadays, telling women they can do whatever they want, That's not the way society should work. That's why we have society the way it is today, Adrian. Because we've convinced women they can be just like men. Well, they can't. Men and women are different. I don't know why that's really hard for you to understand.
Men and women are different, Jess. Men and women are different. And we just
men,
have to...
Men, if women can't go around fighting them, any men shouldn't either. It needs to be the same. If it's vile for both of them, they both shouldn't be fighting. That's what I'm trying to get at, and no one wants to listen to that. So I'm wrong. I'm out of the list.
Okay, stay there for a second, Jess, because we've been given the okay to play the audio from this video. So
I just wanted to make sure there was no name.
This allegedly is the audio from a video filmed in Dublin last weekend. Is that right?
In Dublin 24, one of the girls...
Again, this is all allegedly. Okay. We won't be publishing the video because people are easily identified in it.
Facebook will take it down. Well, now, can I set up the scene to tell people what they're listening to, okay? So there's two girls in... It's a busy pub, Last weekend, I think it was Saturday night last weekend, it's a busy enough pub and the two girls are standing opposite each other, two blonde-haired girls, that's not identifying them, and they're standing about 2 feet apart. So you play the audio and then we'll explain what we're
like. Okay, have a listen to this. Right, so one young one reefed extensions out of the other young one's hair.
Yeah.
And they went, they literally bitch slapped each other.
No, that was a football. That was a close fist punch.
Oh, was it?
Literally, let me just rewind it back and see, is it a close fist?
Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah, oh, yeah, it was.
So she gave her a right hook and pulled her extensions out. Now, Jess, you can't say that's classy.
So there's a difference now between a slap and a punch. Is a slap more classy, is it?
No, I'm just saying this is this fight that Andy witnessed.
But you're pointing out, like, oh, it was a right hook. Does that make it less classy? That's what I'm getting
on. She threw her a punch, Jess. She threw her a punch and pulled out her hair extensions.
No, sorry, that girl threw a punch.
Two women.
Sorry, Jeremy, that girl threw a punch because the other girl pulled her hair extensions out. Yeah,
so girl A pulled her hair extensions out.
Yeah, and the other one hit her a dig. She was right.
She was right to hit her a dig.
Yeah, bloody sure she was.
Oh, okay.
Here, listen. You're getting pulled by the hair, didn't you?
Yeah, have a listen to it again, Jeremy, just in case you you don't agree with what was going on here. Here we go. Look, she reefs the hair extensions out of her head and she hits her a dig.
Jeez, that's some wallop.
Yeah, no, some dig, all right.
Now, when I see that, I just go, oh, scum.
Really?
Yeah, well, yes, yeah.
What, the girl who had the hair extensions reefed out of her head should have just stood there. Oh, I'm going to walk away now.
Well, they both should have walked away from each other.
But they didn't.
Yeah.
So your woman reefed the hair extensions out of her head and she's just meant to go, oh.
So, Jess, if that was you in that bar and the girl was having, they were having words with each other, which is fine, a verbal argument is okay. And she said something about Temple Bar. If, no, I know you don't wear hair extensions, but if a girl pulled your hair extensions out in a fight, what would you do?
If someone throws on my hair, you're getting digged.
You're getting a dig.
If someone touched Kira's hair, I'd be digging you.
Yeah, okay. There you go. Karen, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Karen?
I'm good, thanks. I was just listening to Jess there, and I completely agree with her. It's very 19th century, you know, everyone has the entitlement to stand up for themselves. Like, what if it was a man that happened to?
Okay, and Jess is arguing that if somebody starts on her, what she meant to do, and you're saying that the attitude that you're hearing here from people like Jeremy is so 19th century, it's so old-fashioned, you're a lady, behave like a lady, be ladylike, as if you're in an episode of Bridgerton, for God's sake.
Yeah.
We're in a completely different era, Jeremy.
I know, but we still hold women to a high regard and high esteem and think that they should behave accordingly, and honestly,
do you know how old-fashioned that actually sounds?
Jeremy,
yes,
but women shouldn't be doormats.
Oh, no, sorry.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, when you're talking about if it's a domestic situation where a man, well, he's not a man, any man that raises a hand to a woman is not a man. If it's a domestic situation where a woman is defending herself against a man, that's fair enough. But these two girls fighting at the weekend, these two girls fighting at the weekend, were literally killing each other in front of, in a pub, pulling each other's hair out, for God's sake.
It's the same thing to me. It's the same thing. A domestic or someone getting up in your face and bullying you. It's the same thing to me.
So you see no difference if a woman ends up in a fight defending herself and two blokes having a fight. You see no difference at all.
It's all defence.
And the attitude that we're hearing, and it's mainly from men, although not only from men, we had a woman on as well, basically arguing that you're a lady, you shouldn't be carrying on like this, you should just walk away.
Well, yeah, that's very 19th century. That's like...
And were you ever in a fight, Karen? Karen?
I was attacked when I was in my teens. Just a group of teenage girls just came up to me and just attacked me started pulling hair, and I fought back.
So yes, you were in a fight where you were defending yourself. Well, male chauvinist Dixon, you should have walked away. You're a lady. Behave ladylike.
That's
the shite you're coming out with.
No, I didn't say to defend yourself. If you were being assaulted, then you have a right to defend yourself. But I'm talking about these.
But that's all Jess was saying as well.
No.
Somebody's up on her grill. She wants to get away from me. Get away from me.
Well,
so what should I do, Jeremy? Should I have just lay on the ground and be punched and
absolutely
hair
not
pulled out?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
But what are you saying then? So
What I'm saying is this fight that happened, we're talking about this fight that happened at the weekend. We've played the audio of it. We've seen what happened. This was two girls having a verbal argument in a pub in front of a packed crowd. And one of them pulled the hair extension out of the other one's head and the other one punched her back. Now, the one who...
what is the girl who had her hair extensions reefed out of her head is just meant to go, oh... You shouldn't have done that, but I'm going to walk away.
No, absolutely. You shouldn't have come to that, though. It really shouldn't have come to that. They both let themselves down.
But, Jeremy, sorry, I had that done in my teens, and I fought back. So are you saying I shouldn't have?
No, I'd be teaching my...
Well, will you make your mind up? You're saying that shouldn't have happened, and now you're the exact same scenario
I'm
here.
I'm talking about these cat fights that happen for no reason. You defended yourself, Karen.
But that lady there who had her extensions reefed out of her head was defending herself.
Okay, all right.
You're not getting it.
Okay, I won't say anything.
So you're afraid to contradict Karen here.
No, I've nothing
because
more
she's on the phone, but you're able to say to the girl in the video...
It's okay, I've nothing more to say.
Nothing more to say. That's your answer to everything when you're losing an argument. Lola, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Lola.
Hey, how are you?
Were you ever involved in a fight?
I was involved in a fight before. It was actually, I was trying to pull someone out of a fight and I got stomped on and I got my coccyx broken. And I didn't retaliate. I don't think two wrongs make a right. I also think that, like, for someone who said on the show that they went out for three times every session, I would not leave my doorstep. I think the people are right to break up the fight, absolutely, and I think they should be both taken away. Two wrongs do not make a right.
Okay, you got involved in a fight through trying to break it up, basically,
and I got my cock broken, and I was basically could not walk for about 3 months afterwards. It was in the back room. Horrendous.
I'd say you were sorry afterwards that you got involved, were you?
I thought I was doing the right thing. Yeah, absolutely, and I would never do it again. And the funny thing is the guards were actually watching it at the time and they didn't do anything about it.
What do you make of this attitude that we're hearing that ladies are different to men and because they're different to men...
Both the same. There's no difference. We're both human beings.
Okay, so is there any difference then? Is there any difference if two women get involved in a fight?
I don't think men should get involved in fights, neither women.
I think we all agree. Nobody should be getting involved in fights, but they happen every day. Is there a difference
this mentality that you think it's okay. It's not okay. I'm sorry. I just think, I'll be honest with you. I think it's like a DNA pool. Like, if that's the type of mentality you bring people into the world into, that it's okay to fight and do this, and I can give them a slap or a punch. I'm sorry, DNA should be slashed straight away. Like, that's what you want to get rid of out of this world. Like, honestly, how do you make a peaceful world with people like that? Like, you don't want to break and have to deal with that on the night out. I'm sorry. No, absolutely not. And people do make mistakes.
Okay, but again, you're saying that women and men are the same, though. There is no difference between a woman getting involved in a fight and a man.
No, same thing.
Stay with me for a second. Let me go to Neil on this.
I'll have to agree with Jeremy. I've seen it, and I've been shocked when you see girls, you know, wanting to start fighting, as Jeremy says, reefing out them. It's disgusting, it's vile, and it's absolutely sick. And I think he's right, dragged up, absolutely dragged up. Cheers, lads.
Lola, what would you say to that? That women who are involved in fights are dragged up?
If you put myself with my husband, okay, and I saw him fighting, how would I feel? If he saw me fighting, how would he feel? There is no difference. Like, if we were both out and there was a fight going on, why should I feel different than he would feel different? Like, honestly, there's, yeah, I think if people fight, they are dragged up. You know, if they think it's okay.
But that applies equally to men and women. And that's the point, Jeremy.
I said that at the start, Adrian. Rewind back the podcast. Anybody who wants to.
But you did say there's a difference.
How do you justify, like, someone pulling out, like, hair extensions and then give them a slap? They should just be broken up, taken off in two separate ways, and left on their way. End of.
Yeah, I agree. And if you look at this video from last weekend, the people are standing around and nobody is interfering or trying to pull them apart.
But again, they're two women. They're worse than two men for having a fight. That's the point you made from the very start of this podcast.
No, anybody fighting is scum.
Yeah, but you think it's worse than women for women to do it? Are you backing down on that?
No, I never back down.
Good man. But then that's exactly what you said. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode. You can also get a notification by subscribing to our WhatsApp channel.
Yes, if you want to subscribe to our WhatsApp channel, just send us a WhatsApp now saying add me. So our WhatsApp number, I'm sure you all know it at this stage, but it's 085-825-2626. Send us a WhatsApp now just saying add me to 085-825-2626. You get the link back and you'll be on our WhatsApp channel.
There you go. Do it. Do it now. And before we go, we'd like to say a big thank you to our current show sponsors, IrishTaxRebates.ie.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit IrishTaxRebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.